This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, in the next segment, I'm going to get into, is the mark of the beast real? And we're going to go to Donna, Sam, James, Michael, David, Donnie, Lenny, Glenn, and many others. I see the phones are loaded, all 13, 14 phone lines, as they always are, but some are still ringing. We're going to get to those as fast as we can. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. But before I get into that, and then after we get into the whole Mark of the Beast situation, I want to get back into the situation with Hillary, what's happening with the economy, and so much more. But here's the bottom line. There is an attack on humanity. And whether the devil's real or not, I want to end debate. The political global system of eugenics comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and behaves like the mythical devil. The archetype is real. Joseph Campbell, the whole nine yards. For me, there's no debating. I know there's a spiritual force. I've experienced providence. I've experienced many things that are private. I can tell you it's real. I've interviewed many people I respect, like Colonel Craig Roberts, who died for 10 minutes on the operating table, came back. There are third world cultures that don't even have a Christian pantheon or cosmology, who've also been checked out by government psychiatrists and others who became Christian, and they have found that the Christ phenomenon, the Golden Gates, all of it, the portal, the judgment, all of it is real. And people say, well, that's an oxymoron. You said the dead in Christ are raised after they die. Interdimensionally, it doesn't matter. They're already in the future at that point. See, it's more sophisticated once you understand quantum mechanics. You think 1,000 years, 500 years, 20 years till the post-tribulation rapture, and then people are having the death experience now, they're going in dimensionally to the future. If you study the mathematics, it's incredible. And by the way, no one's ever postulated that. I just understand it. And people can say, oh, that's crazy. No, no, no. Once you figure all this out, the sacred geometry, people are like, that's of the devil. No, it's not. The Bible says the proof of God's design, the proof that God's real, is look in the heavens. Look at God's creation. Look at what we can do, what we believe, what we think about, we can then later build. That's creator-level stuff. We're made in the image of God, little g. Think about how incredible that is. And then think about the evidence in matter, but also living and non-living. Again, how we experience what our ancestors experienced through instincts, through crystallized compacted memories, race memory. Then we live on through our children genetically as well. And then what we build, what we teach, what we write, what we do lives on. There's life shooting out at every angle. By the way, InfoWars is doing well. We're not in financial trouble like so much of other talk radio and other media, period. Media, period, is oversaturated, is collapsing, it's in trouble, it's stuffed shirt, it's scripted teleprompter reading, it's dying. We have been trying to expand in the face of the globalists because everything we do is so successful. I have a responsibility, I realize. I realized this about 9 years ago, to really try to get as big as possible. And we've been doing it, it's having a huge effect. We're just victims of our own success because the satellites, the fees, the regulations, the closed captioning, the 15 to 16 million people that tune in and watch our free stream every day is killing us. And so I really want to be able to continue on. I want to be able to expand. But just to continue on, I need folks to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm doing this because I told CJ, I said, make me plug twice an hour, not one anemic plug at the end of the hour. I mean, really, actually plug in every section, like other hosts do. That's how you pay the bills. Plus, these products really do sell themselves once you use them. X2 with a 50% off bottle of Coil Silver right now. 30 to 40% off, 30 lowest cost, highest quality, affordable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com right now. 6 months free for the nightly news, ends tomorrow. That really sells itself. And then you're funding the tip of the spear, but we do need your support now more than ever.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been watching. I've been waiting. Gentlemen, I've been witnessing open world government being established. And when you read the Bible, it talks about a planetary government, a one world political system with a false prophet that points towards the world leader as the savior of the planet, a unified one world religion. And now we have the Pope calling for a one world religion, calling for global government. We see 10 regional kingdoms under the UN with sub-regions of 10 under each region. Notice FEMA has 10 regions. We notice the UN documents calling it a kingdom. You notice that they are announcing that you're going to need a biometric face scan or thumbprint in the future to buy or sell. All the new Microsoft and other major software has the thumbprint technology on it. I told you 16, 17 years ago you would thumbprint to turn your computer on or your phone on in the future. Soon it won't be something that's an option, it'll be mandatory. That is your body. Let he who has understanding reckon the number of the beast. For it is 666, the number of a man. Your digital number, your measurement of your face, the measurement of your palm, the measurement of your index finger becomes a digital number. Let he who hath understanding reckon the number. And the preachers constantly debate what it is, what's going to happen. And now that they have major European companies years ago making their employees get microchips, and the Mexican police have to get microchips, and your pet, they're trying to pass laws, get the microchip. And the NSA spying on everything you do, and Google taking all the data and feeding it through these systems and predicting the future. And the biggest point, China comes out last year and says, within the next 2 years, we're going to implement, and it's going to be law, it started now, 2016, that every political statement you make, everything you buy, everything you do will be fed through our database, the equivalent of their NSA, and will be put into a social media score. So you can pull that up. China announces new social credit score. And then if you're not a good globalist, you can't buy or sell. If you do, you get lower prices. Now it's peer pressure. Now if your friends aren't good communists, you don't get a good social score. So now you shun them to ghettos. There's BBC, China's social credit. Beijing sets up huge system. And the BBC announces it like it's a good idea. It's not total tyranny. It is exactly what's described in Revelations. So is the mark of the beast real? Oh, it's been used as a blueprint, whether or not the cosmology itself is true. And I'm a Christian, but I don't want to be associated with the establishment Pharisee state-run churches that are 501c3. Now, even CNN got it right to their credit. China's chilling plan to use social credit ratings to keep score on its citizens. CNN's so weird, man. They do so much bad, and then sometimes they tell the truth in amazing ways. Well, I'll tell you why. It's like RT will talk about the bad stuff America does, but not bad stuff Russia does. CNN's run by the CIA, folks. It's all, you can look it up. Anderson Cooper, all of the satellites for government. That's why they were the first cable network. And so they're allowed occasionally, because our good buddy status with China is kind of going away right now. So now you're going to start hearing a little bit of truth about them harvesting organs, doing things like that. But the question is, why isn't it being covered that it's happening here from babies? Now, I'm not saying all atheists are like this, but so many of them are incredibly close-minded. Some of them are just so pro-government, the state is God. And, of course, you know, an atheist I agree with, who I think is a great intellectual, when it comes to so many points, is Stefan Molyneux. And he'll point out that the most dangerous people out there are the liberal statists who tend to be atheists, but their new God, their brand new God, to quote Glenn Danzig, is the state, is the system, and that's not a new God at all. So all I know is what's in Revelations is beginning to unfold. And whether it's real or whether they use it as a blueprint, I know it's real. But whatever you want to believe, fine. What are you going to do about the fact that it's manifesting? And here's the other issue before I go to James and everybody else that's holding. And here's what I'm getting at. I grew up going to Southern Baptist churches, Baptist churches, and evangelical churches. And then when I go down and visit Grandma in East Texas, I went to the Methodist church. And I sat there and I watched Protestant churches teach that don't worry about trouble in the world. Don't worry about problems. Don't worry about the Antichrist. That's because people can see that stuff in the news, because you're going to be raptured out. In fact, can we come back from break, or before we go to break and come back with calls? Can we play a show from Star Trek, people being beamed up? I just want to show that. Because Jesus didn't get beamed up. Of his 12 disciples, what, all of them but one got killed? And they wouldn't recant their faith? They didn't follow Romans 13 out of context? All the prophets got killed or came close. Moses got attacked. Didn't follow Pharaoh's orders, violated Romans 13, because he didn't violate it. It says, if you have a godly government, if it's good, do as it says, or if it's its coin. Whose face is on this, Christ said. They wanted to set Christ up. They said, are you going to pay taxes? Are you going to follow along? He goes, yeah. Whose face is that? Caesar's. That's his. His face is on it. It's his system. He mined it. It's his property. That's like saying you take a microchip, you got to follow their system. You've opted in. You've contracted. I'm not up here judging anybody that's in the system. I'm in it too. But I'm in it to try to educate and try to inform people. But it's nowhere. You can read John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos. The beast will wage war against the saints and will overcome them. There'll be this great falling away before. It'll be the greatest coming to Christ and to God ever, as the whole world turns against the beast more and more. And then he starts wiping out billions of people, a third of the world's population, half of Earth's surface burned. What could giant columns of flame, mountains, huge metal insects dropping bombs. I mean, it's all in there. Huge wars. Russia and the Middle East, huge confrontations. It's all being lined up. You can't deny it. And then Christ comes back at the Battle of Armageddon. And then the dead in Christ are raised. I mean, a five-year-old could read that. But you're so deceived, because in the last 100-plus years, the World Council and National Council of Churches has globalized the Christian faith and come in and taught new dogmas that were not known in Christianity ever. In the 40s, German Christians didn't resist Hitler and thought it was the end of the world. They thought he was the Antichrist. They kept saying, when are we going to be raptured? When are we going to be raptured? It isn't there. And listen, Christians get so mad at me. I'm not saying your preacher's wrong if he teaches pre-tribulation rapture. I'm not saying he's a false teacher. I'm sure he knows more Bible verses than I do. All I know is the whole Bible, Christians have to stand up. The Israelites had to stand up against evil and do the right thing on threat of death and many times get killed. Why now do we get teleported up? Like, let's show Captain Kirk being teleported. I mean, I want to understand this. Because my gut, my spirit tells me it's not right. And regardless, let's say there's a pre-tribulation rapture. What are you going to do now against abortion or the baby parts selling or all the corruption or all? Because all I hear Christians saying is, praise God, it's getting so bad. That means Jesus will be around the corner. Come, Jesus. Come, Jesus. Come, Jesus. Come, Jesus. I mean, imagine if George Washington, who's praying for providence and God's support, would have said, oh, Jesus, come back. Teleport me out of here. The British are here. It's the devil. King George III's the Antichrist. What am I going to do? So is the mark of the beast real? What are Christians going to do that don't get teleported out as the world leader shows up, the cashless society, all of it's unfolding, scripture's being fulfilled? They're like, I'm still waiting to be teleported out. Now preachers are saying you can take the chip and do what the government says.
You've heard infidel body armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
shower filters. We're introducing the best yet, the brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I want to be clear about something. When it comes to the private Federal Reserve, I'm an expert. When it comes to tracking the globalists, what they're doing through medical tyranny, I am very well informed. When I get up here and talk about the tribulation and post-tribulation doctrines or pre-tribulation doctrines or mid-tribulation, I'm not attacking anybody if you disagree with me. If you're a Christian, if you're an atheist, if you think it happens after or before, it's okay to have debates. People get so angry when I say there's God or say there's the devil. The atheists all get upset. Or if I get up here and talk about, man, looks like the mark of the beast is pretty much getting here. I've got all these stacks of news about cashless societies and how they're going to screw us over with it. Even if you were an atheist, you shouldn't want a cashless society of total surveillance, total control. Look at how they can game these digital systems with the interest rates and the stock markets and the currencies and, you know, Bank of America trying to charge you $5 every time you use your card. Remember that? I mean, this is a bad idea. And the Bible says it's the worst idea, and it's when you know the devil is upon you. Wow, that's a 2,000-plus-year-old book, and I'm really into it. I mean, we don't know all the mysteries of this world, is what I'm getting at. People go, well, those are studied by the Masons, and those are studied by the Egyptians, and by the occultists, and, you know, so what are you doing talking about it? Because the original Christians were all into that, folks, and then that all got walled off so that we never got the information. And I'm here really trying to have a debate about all this stuff, not be some Pharisee saying I've got all the answers. Now, I'm going to stop now because I've got 13-14 phone calls, Donna, Sam, James, Michael, David, Donnie, Eddie, Mark, Lenny, Sue, Glenn. I will go to every caller in the next three segments. We're going to do it right now. So, is this all there is, this third dimension? Mathematics show it isn't. Where do we come from? Are you worried about the mark of the beast? Or do you just think none of it's real? Or maybe if something bad happens, we'll just be teleported out? Let me just say this. I hope that if the Antichrist shows up and starts carrying out all this tyranny, but first has all these medical miracles to save people and help them and for the first couple of years, and we make them world leader. Man, I tell you, the Revelations reads like Childhood's End, or I should say Childhood's End reads like Revelations. You got 4 or 5 years of everything being wonderful and all these miracles and everybody's worshiping the Antichrist, and then he makes you bow down and worship him, and if you don't, he kills you. I hope none of that's true. I'll tell you that right now. But let me tell you, I see the whole world lining up to fulfill this. And I go to church after church, and I don't hear a word about it. I hear, praise Jesus, things are so bad. That means Jesus is coming back real soon. Well, I don't think Jesus is coming back for people that hid out in their church and didn't go out and do anything and stand up against this. Those people sound like collaborators to me. And I'm not on some high horse, but if I get lectured one more time by a Pharisee about me getting mad sometimes and using mild French, which I try not to do, but I'm so real I do it occasionally, I'm going to throw up. Get the beam out of your eye before you talk about the stick in my eye. I'm ready to die for the unborn. I'm ready to stand up against the globalists. I'm nothing special, but I don't like evil. I know my heart's right. Where's yours? Because I don't see the manifestation of resistance against tyranny. I see people in a coma who want to go to church and look like they're all upright and good, and at night we know what you're doing. I almost want to go do bad stuff so I'm not with you, all the fakes. I'm racked by conscience. I'm racked by trying to be the best person I can be. And even having to study the globalists and war game their evil, I have to get in their mindset, and then I feel sinful even studying the enemy. The knowledge of good and evil permeates all. I just know that great evil is upon us, and it's only going to intensify for the decades coming forward. It may be 50 years, 100 years out. My gut tells me it's more like 10 years. I mean, stuff is moving quick, folks, and it's scary. But like Nineveh, we could get a reprieve. God was going to judge Nineveh. But because Jonah didn't want to go, Jonah didn't want to be a prophet, Jonah didn't want to go out and tell the truth, Jonah didn't want to get in people's faces, but because Jonah did it, the people listened, they got a 100-year reprieve from the volcanoes and earthquakes that destroyed that civilization, and archaeology shows it happened. And let me tell you, if we can get a 100-year reprieve, that's great. That's another thing. We push back the evil. You pray. You take action. You get involved. We push it back. We hold back world government. We hold back forced inoculation. We hold back sexualization of five-year-olds. And people say, where is it? It isn't coming. Where's the tyranny? And finally, though, the walls are failing. The shields are going down. Liberty's failing all over the world. Evil's coming in. People are starting to go, wait a minute, it's real. Wow. Hey, look, you're going to fight it. See how that works? And global depression is already raging all over the world. And when it gets here with a spoiled, rotten population, Katie, bar the door. Let's start going to the calls. Thank you for holding. James in Knoxville, Tennessee, what is your take on this?
Hey, Brother Alex. First and foremost, man, I want to say thank you so much for being a watchman in the wild and being that voice that we need to help lead us, man. I really appreciate InfoWars. I really appreciate your entire crew. For me, you know, I've watched After the Tribulation, the video that you had something to do with, and I agree 100%. We are not going to be raptured out of here. We're not going to be magically teleported out. Christ is not coming back until immediately after the tribulation. If you look at what he says in Matthew 24, that's his exact word. For me, you know, I don't know exactly what's going to happen with the tribulation. I don't know what to expect. I know the mark of the beast is real. I know everything that you've preached about today is absolutely real. All I know is I'm going to put my faith and my trust in God and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all I can do. My family's going to be fine as long as I lean on him and trust in him.
Absolutely. And imagine when it gets this dark, all these Christian lights are going to be so bright. It's why the Antichrist will want to snuff them out. And again, when you look at how the system does everything it can, it's scary to think all this is happening. So, of course, people don't want to hear this doctrine that we have to go through this, but that's what makes us great. It's what tests us. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Again, I once heard a saying, pray for pre, prepare for post. Pray for pre, prepare for post. And all I know is there's tribulations all the time. The Bible is so incredible. It talks about many antichrists with antichrist spirits building towards the final antichrist. Antichrist spirit. Kill, steal, and destroy. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and just race through calls, I promise, for two more seconds. I'm going to get to everybody. Separately on this subject, we need your prayers. We need your support. And some people complain and say, you know, I don't like a religious show. Why are you religious sometimes? I can't help it. This whole world is under a religious system. This whole globalist operation is about making us go into a one-world religion. So we need your prayers. We need your support. Spread the word about the broadcast, the free podcast, the links to the shows, the links to the videos. And we need you to take advantage of the amazing products and shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com. A bunch of big sales in tonight. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you can get 6 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv, but only for one more week. We've never offered 6 months free before, but I really want to get more people to join and to be able to watch the Nightly News, live reports, the special reports, all my films, ebooks, and so much more. One person can share their membership with 20 people. We have to have our own platform that is harder for them to censor, harder for the system to shut down. PrisonPlanet.tv. We put out the daily radio show free with a video and audio feeds at Infowars.com/show. But it is the members that are paying it forward and helping so many other people see the truth. And it's PrisonPlanet.tv that finances so much of the cameras, the equipment, the crew, the reporters. You get exclusive HD, higher quality, get it first, and then you can download it, share it with friends and family. It's a win-win, and then you're helping finance to put it out for free to everybody. PrisonPlanet.tv. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going right to your phone calls. Is the mark of the beast real? Well, a global system to make you biometrically scan or swipe a card to travel, to purchase food, to work, is here. So regardless of whether it's real biblically or not, it's now manifesting, and it's very oppressive, and the churches won't talk about it, won't discuss it, because they're too busy telling everybody they're going to be raptured out of it. That's the Protestant churches. The Catholic Church is too busy saying, embrace it, world government, open your borders, one world religions. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble. And all I know is what the Bible teaches is not being taught in most of these churches. What's being taught is state-run totalitarianism. Donna in New Hampshire, thank you for holding her on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. Well, first of all, I don't believe the mark of the beast is going to be any kind of microchip. What it's going to be is whether or not you're obedient. And the frontal lobe of our brain is where we make our decisions. And that's going to be whether you're going to obey the beast system or you're not. And I truly believe that that people will have a connection. There'll be two sets of people at that point in time. There'll be those that obey the mark of the beast and those that don't. And remember, Jesus said in Mark 13:20 that he has shortened the time. So the time of the Antichrist is only going to be here 5 months.
Because if he didn't, there'd be no flesh spared.
Exactly. And that's why if you don't stock back gold, silver, guns, ammo, your food, if you can just hunker down for 5 months, you're going to beat the system. And that's how it works.
Absolutely. But so the devil comes in, takes over the churches. I'm not blaming Masons, but it was a Masonic group did it. Teaches, oh, no, you're going to be raptured. Don't worry. So you're a sitting duck when it all happens. Notice everything the globalists do is about getting you dependent, making sure you don't have storable food, making sure you're not prepared, making sure you're not self-sufficient, getting you on welfare. Everything, because they need you to opt in with your free will and accept the mark of the beast, which are you saying is a frontal lobe brain chip?
No, what I'm saying is that we have to use our frontal lobes to make decisions.
No, but I tend to think it is finally a brain chip. It's nanotech injected. They already have it where you agree to take a nano injection, quote, anti-stress vaccine that actually permanently alters your brain and makes you submit and destroys the spiritual connection center in your pineal. They actually have that. They've been giving it to troops for a decade. Secretly, it was declassified last year.
Oh, and not to mention the fact that they've been pumping fluoride in our systems for very long.
All of it. But, I mean, I agree that it's a beast system, but it is cashless. It is a mark biometrically scanned to buy or sell, but you must opt into it. And there it is. DARPA researchers build dissolvable medical electronics. So that's out of PC world. Thank you so much for the call, Donna. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Ontario. Ontario, Oregon, I guess. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, hi. How are you doing?
Welcome.
I'm a long-time listener. I've been listening to you about 8 years, and, you know, you really do a good job here putting this stuff out. But, my friend, I would like to caution you to, now you're getting into a ground where, you know, I know you would not intentionally mislead people because I've listened to you talk about the documentation and stuff. But when we get down to the mark of the beast, it is absolutely real. But the thing is what is the beast? And you need to do a study both of the book of Daniel and Revelations because in prophecy, a beast is a kingdom or a power. And
I agree. It's the mark of the world government and the one world leader and his false prophet and the beast system. Obviously, I said at the beginning, I know it's real. I believe in the mark of the beast. I asked the question to you, the listeners, do you think it's real as part of the debate?
Yes, I do believe it's real. And the thing is that the beast can be identified because, for number one, it's a power. It's a state. It's a government, a political power.
Yes, sir.
It is a financial power. It is also a religious
power. And it
power.
Says it all. Just, folks, read Revelation for yourself. Read Daniel. Read Ezekiel. They all tie together. My grandfather, my mom's dad, was so smart. He would sit there and say, son, he'd study the Bible like 5 hours a day. He was a great guy, World War II vet, you name it. He would say, the devil's getting us through prosperity. It's a false prosperity. It's a Trojan horse. They're getting everybody dependent. The system, he would talk about it constantly because he could see it. And now it's so clear that they're trying to put us into a false reality. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, you made a remark here. Why don't you hear this preached in the churches this day, you know? And I'll tell you what, you'll not hear this. Because in 2014 at the Global Summit there in Seoul, South Korea, when 80 major religious leaders from Jainism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Judaism,
Shinto, all of it,
Protestants, all of them got together and signed a pledge to get the UN to that they would try to use their influence to get the UN to pass a one world religion that
and you can have, you can do anything you want, but you can't criticize another one, and you have to basically accept it. That is directly out of the Bible, and now we have the Pope openly calling for a one world religion. I mean, that is prophecy being fulfilled, absolutely. And I'm not bashing Catholics, folks. It's just a fact, and everybody knows that. Catholics are freaking out, but the Protestant churches are just as bad. It is crazy, and it is so dangerous. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Donnie in West Virginia, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Thank you, Alex. I just want to let you know that, yeah, I've been supporting InfoWars all I can. I'm at work, and I'm trying to share this knowledge with everybody, and you got guys that I actually had a guy ask me if the New World Order, and he was being dead serious, if I was referring to the wrestling, the WWE wrestling duo. I mean, I was flabbergasted when he said that. I mean, because we see it all around us, Goldman Sachs, Bilderberg, I mean, these are all systems. CFR, Trilateral Commission, they're all systems of the New World Order coming together. But also, yeah, the Mark of the Beast, I think it's going to be a physical and it's going to be a mental thing. Like, you have the absence of the knowledge of God in your heart as well as your mind simultaneously with taking a physical mark, be it a microchip, a barcode, whatever, in your hand or in your forehead. I mean, because it does say.
What it is pledging allegiance to the private world government, to the private Federal Reserve, to what it's doing, because that system is going to be murdering and enslaving the third world in mass. It's going to be the first world pledging allegiance to the extermination of 80% of the world population in the UN plan. God's not going to put up with it. And no one else gets into this. I wish I wasn't the only person. It's dangerous. I basically have studied it, and I basically have nightmares about it, and I'm getting ready to just start laying it all out, folks. But let me tell you, Europe and the United States and places are going to be quasi-protected. We're going to take the mark. We're going to go along with it. And the globalists are going to release bioweapons, you name it. They're going to wipe out the third world. We're going to basically take the biometric, genetically engineered injections that protect us, but that basically give up our free will and pledge allegiance to survive the plagues that are brought upon the earth. I've looked at their whole plan, and it's satanically inspired. I mean, I've really studied it. You know, we've got God inspiring us. They got the devil inspiring them. And all I can tell folks is get ready and hold on to your hat, because all these elites are working to survive what they think is coming. They think they're doing an emergency surgery on the earth to save it. But in truth, you look at everything they're doing, they're killing it. Folks, just don't be bored out there, people. That's if you're tuning into mainstream media, you're bored, because that's a false reality. You feel like it's not fulfilling because it's empty. If you're tuned into the real world, folks, you'll be on fire. It is incredible what's happening.
Well, I walk around just ticked half the day, most of the days of the week. I mean, just angry at what I'm seeing around.
Because you're awake, brother. God bless you. You know what's going on. Your spirit's alive. You're awake. You're tuned in. You're not dead. They live, we sleep. Well, what happens when we live spiritually? They need us dead spiritually, asleep, to rule us. We're going to come back and just keep jamming calls in. Mark and a bunch of other callers, Todd and Glenn and others, your calls are coming up on the other side of this break. Again, we have three different specials, 3 to 4 months off on all the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com, powered by My Patriot Supply, the highest quality. That ends tomorrow morning. We extended it a couple days. 6 months free. We do this every January on PrisonPlanet.tv, the InfoWars Nightly News subscription, all the live special events and more. InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, 6 months off on that. 50% off right now on the super high quality colloidal silver, silver bullet, 30 parts per million. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you're finding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I intend to continue this discussion throughout the weekday broadcast, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central tomorrow, Monday through Friday. Nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, weeknights as well. Find details at Infowars.com/show. But let's race through more of these calls right now, like folks that are holding Glenn in Connecticut, and Steve in Wisconsin, Sam calling from FEMA Region 5, Todd, North Carolina, and many, many others that are patiently holding. Let's see who's been holding the longest here. Let's go ahead and talk to Sam. Sam in FEMA Region 5, because, you know, we are under FEMA, so it's kind of fun that folks say what FEMA region they're in. I'm in FEMA Region 6, formerly Texas. But our governor knows that, now speaking out against it. That's the good news. Sam, you're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome there. Thank you, Alex. I just wanted to call in and say, yes, the Mark of the Beast is absolutely going to be real, and you'd have to be blind not to see that prophecy is coming
through. It's all being manifest, isn't it? It's incredible.
My question to you is, when do we stand up? I mean, I signed the petitions. I stocked the beans and the bullets. I follow you. You're my General George Washington. I listen to you daily, and I get my information. I pass it. I spread it. But when is the red line? When do we stand up and actually gather together and put an end to this? Is it when the mark of the beast comes and they force us on us, or is it?
Yes, sir. They're going to bring in a global financial collapse. This may be a smaller one that's about to happen to get us ready for it. But then they issue the ID cards. They make you biometrically scan to buy and sell. They say for security reasons you've got to do it. They start arresting people that aren't part of it. They start rounding up people in ghettos and communities that don't go along with it. They start saying Christians are terrorists, which they're already saying in the Homeland Security directives. They start bringing in radical Islamists to attack us. You see the early stages of what they're planning and who they are. And you fight as hard as you can to get the info out, informational, warfare-wise, so that when it actually goes physical, we've got the maximum number of people that are informed and involved and awake to what's happening. I mean, the question you ask is the key question. But I think so much of this is what the earlier caller said. Biblically, we're not meant to go on an offensive against this, if you actually follow the Bible. We're meant to try to stay out of the way, hunker down, be in rural areas. It's only going to go for less than a year. There'll be huge growth pains and birth pains up to the line and lots of lower-level manifestations of the evil. You know, tens of millions die in car wrecks every year worldwide. I mean, is that a Holocaust? Is that the Antichrist? No, it's just part of life. But you can see them building towards this future dehumanization system. The key is don't let your family fall into the delusion of the virtual reality, the TV, the drugs, the wires. They're going to plug directly into your brain. That's the mark of the beast, is giving over your consciousness. The Antichrist is spiritually us giving over our will to the system and then raising a world leader up who is the Antichrist. But the Antichrist itself is the beast system that we absorb into and plug into, like Google. Google executives, when they were founded 17 years ago, they had top people there, and the government was there. It was Wired Magazine had an article on it last year. I've been told about this by executives, but never seen it in the news. I'd already told people on air, and Nico came and said, you've been saying this for the 4 years I've worked here, 3 years I've worked here. And he handed me the big Wired article where they were meeting. They released the minutes of their first meeting, and they said, gentlemen, we're not building a search engine. We're building a system that controls reality. Once we can predict the future, we can steer the future. We already have the technology. We'll build the new brain. And it'll actually be a neuro hive plugging in billions of people into a network with each other. The truth is it's human-driven. The artificial intelligence is a billion-plus people in live time interface with a computer. Now, if that isn't artificial intelligence, I don't know what is. Talk about putting your minds together. What God says is what two of you on earth agree to, I'll be made done in heaven. What about a billion of you agree to at one time? Let's put the Wired Magazine article back up. Google just open source TensorFlow, its artificial intelligence engine, and they've already released it. So I'm telling you, folks, you're not in Kansas anymore. I mean, this is hardcore, and they're doing it. And let me tell you, the entity, the spirit, the will, believe the devil or not, the folks running this don't have your good intentions. They're not nice people. They don't have good will. They're bad. They hate you. And they've got the will to build this because they want power. And if men keep sitting around watching the NFL playoffs, they're going to beat us. But they're not going to turn off all the fun entertainment until they're ready to carve you up. You're going to be so in transfixed watching NFL and taking drugs and synthetic wirehead plug-in virtual reality that when they come and you're dying of 14 different cancers, you'll just say, they'll say, please sign the form for your next welfare check for your family, and we'll give you the dose that frees your mind. You'll say, give me that shot, and that robot's going to jam a lethal injection in your arm, and pow, you're gone. You're going to ask them to kill you because it's all just a dream, isn't it? None of it's real. You're so whacked out, you didn't see how you got taken over by an alien force from another dimension. The Bible tells us about it and gave us a transmission through humans to be warned about what was coming. I'm living in a science fiction movie, and it's all real. Unbelievable. Thank you, Sam. Let's go to who's up next? Glenn in Connecticut. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. I want to read you a passage from Revelation 21:8.
Please.
From New Living Translation. But cowards, unbelievers, the corrupt, murderers, the immoral, those who practice witchcraft, idol worshippers, and all liars, their fate is in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. Basically, if you don't get involved and you're a coward, you're going to suffer.
That's right. Cowards die a thousand deaths. Absolutely. And this whole pre-trib revelation thing is written for people to put everybody to sleep. Go ahead.
Also, I sent you a InfoWars tip about political correctness. Basically, tomorrow's Martin Luther King Day, and there's real discrimination going on Native American reservations. But they can do it because they're their own sovereign nation. But if you were to do it, you would get sued. So I sent you some InfoWars show tips on that.
Absolutely. You know, people think just because the reservations are supposedly run by independent groups, they're going to be these panaceas of happiness, these utopias. Many of them are some of the most corrupt, hellish places you can imagine. And it's so sad what's been done there. And the model used on Native Americans was then used by Hitler with his concentration camps. That's a fact. Just look up Hitler modeled his concentration camps after British Native American facilities, and then we modeled them after the British as well. Not demonizing the British, it's just a fact, historical fact. Thank you very much. God bless you. Let's go ahead and take another call now. Let's talk to Todd in North Carolina. Todd, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I'll make this quick. There are many passages of Scripture that totally refute the pre-tribulation rapture doctrine, and I want to bring up two of them quickly. One is from the Gospel according to John and also from Revelation. In John chapter 17, in his high priestly prayer, Jesus prays for his disciples and for those who believe on him that they would not, that the Lord, that the Father would not take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil of the world. And you compare that with Revelation chapter 3.
Exactly. God always tries to keep his prophets in the world to fight the evil. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, I was just comparing that with Revelation chapter 3. The church of Philadelphia is told that they would be captured, I say, from the hour of temptation that shall come upon all the world. It's using the very same phrasing, I will keep thee from, just like in John chapter 17 and so forth. So it's like, believe me, Alex, it's like, I'm so glad that last year and this year would have the After the Tribulation DVD to come out, and then the Left Behind or Led Astray set. I mean, you've got the scriptural and the historical evidence to totally blast pre-trib out of the water, and I totally agree with what Rick Wiles said here a little while back. He believes we're probably within 5 years or so that circumstances in the world will totally destroy the doctrine.
Absolutely, because you're going to see everything manifest. Open world government, world leaders, you know, buy or sell chips. And then what are we going to do? I mean, you're going to like, why am I still here? I'm supposed to be out of here. God bless you. I'm out of time. If Steve and Mark and Lenny and Sue call us back tomorrow on the weekday show, I promise I'll get to you. Thank you to the crew doing a great job coming in here on Sundays. Thank you to all of our affiliates. Thank you to everyone that makes this radio broadcast possible. Please keep us in your prayers, and also understand we do battle against evil forces. It is spiritual. It's not flesh and blood. It's powers and principalities. It really is. The elite are all into the occult, folks. We're in trouble. Everybody knows it. Body parts of babies are being sold everywhere. I mean, give me a break. And please spread the link, Infowars.com/show, to Facebook, Twitter, your friends. Tell them tune in tomorrow. We got a big broadcast coming up, 11 a.m. Central. God bless you all.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.